Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, November 23rd, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. All right. How you guys doing? I know it's the day after Thanksgiving. I know everybody's stuff. Probably woke up this morning to turkey and eggs, or ham and eggs, and rolls left over, a little bit of stuffing on the side, and can't even wait for lunch or dinner, right? Do it one more time. So, with that, guys, there's going to be a short call. And we're making it a short call, not 2 hours long, but we'll go because Ray already told me we only got 4 questions to answer. And we know it's Black Friday, and most of people probably not even here anyway. They're out spending money, getting all those great deals. So we're going to get the information out, answer the questions, and everybody's going to enjoy their day. And they're going to do it very happily. Very excited about enjoying their day. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. We didn't send out any updates yesterday, but talking on one or two of the special calls with the members, I did share some of yesterday's activity, which we'll get into detail today, mainly about Sadar wanting a lock to be fired and some other TV stuff in Iraq. Sadar and Mahdi agreeing that the cabinets need to be completed ASAP. So there was some of that out yesterday. And at least one of our bank sources reporting new dinar rates on the screen. Those were the 3 main items of yesterday's activity.
So let's see. Does Sadar really want Alak fired for something that happened, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? 7 billion dinar that got wet, disappeared. I mean, I know we got a new saying, new definition, everything else going around called fake news. But I don't think it gets any worse than that, okay, as fake news. But just think about it, everybody. Who does that make sense to? A guy's going to get fired for something that happened 5 years before he even got the job. Who does that make sense to?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. But there is a reason for it. There is a reason for it being in the news and fake news. And that's because things are happening right now at this time. A lot of information getting out, a lot of movement taking place that we're going to get into with the CBI, with the currency, with what the people are being told. All right, what's next?
Let's see. We have questions on the board.
They want the minister's name, right? Wait, they want the minister's name.
Oh, right.
So right now, supposedly tomorrow, Marty is saying he's going to name once again not 5, but 6 ministers. He said he's going to name them on Saturday. We'll see if he does. I mean, we've heard this 5, 6 times already. They know who they are. But still, the problems are defense minister and interior. They're mad about some of the positions being sold. Because they're selling positions just like the lottery tickets. Give me this and you can take this and this. Even though Maliki's group, Maliki's group were told they couldn't have any of those positions, they are still negotiating the sale of those positions because they were traditionally theirs. So they're trying to sell them, but only to people who fit in their group, think like they do, is willing to be in business with them. So the struggle still continues. There's news out there from other groups that's saying, hey, we're submitting our 3 names, and we're going to let Mahdi pick whoever he wants to because it's going to be his government. We all know that's not what's happening, or he would have picked them a long time ago. He has even said it. He even threatened to quit behind it and everything else because of everything that's going around in the back room. But sooner or later, it's got to end. And they're taking one step closer tomorrow by at least announcing six, if he does so. All right. What was the third thing we talked about? Rates. You going to give them the rates? You got an update on some rates? Yep.
Well, that was just a Denar one yesterday.
Okay, we'll
so
take
I didn't
that.
We wanted to get some more or not, but if not, what was that? Fours, jumped from the fours to the sixes is what came to us without actual numbers, but from the $4 range into the $6 range. Hopefully it'll stay there for us. That would be nice.
Or go higher, one or the other.
Right,
hopefully.
Or go higher.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
So hopefully it will be at least a six, if not higher.
So the news of the day, so everybody can go shopping, is Parliament's going to meet tomorrow. Hopefully they're going to name the six ministers. The rate hasn't changed. It's still the 120 to 1. They're looking for a change. They're being briefed on some things over there and what the procedures are going to be. The other thing is the banks told us, you know, for weeks it won't make it to Thanksgiving, which we're past Thanksgiving. Tuesday, Wednesday, they started telling us look for Friday or Saturday. I had a guy go into the bank already this morning. Bank person told him, I can't talk about it. Go and enjoy your day because it's going to get better. And no further discussion. Now, that's at one bank, live one person this morning. I got three other banks who are saying, yes, we know. Yes, we've been briefed. No, we can't talk about it. But it is here. Now, that could be today, tomorrow, Sunday, because they wouldn't tell us exactly. But they're saying they have now been briefed and given a date. And that's all we need to know. Hopefully it's still Friday or Saturday. Maybe I might find out later on in the day. No, I'm not going to tweet it out, brief it to you, because you know I can't do that. But I can say good news, bad news, or what I did say. I can say stop shopping because you're going to have to go take it all back and buy something all new. Anyway, we'll try and get it out one way or another. You guys see a tweet coming out, you'll know what it's about. All right, so that's where we're at. Anything could happen anytime the rest of the day, tomorrow morning or the weekend, but the banks are being quiet, they've been briefed, and they're sitting waiting, anticipating something. So that's the best way I can put it. All right, who's first?
Cirque 7 says, with the Zim possibility not going in the first basket, and if it does go in the second basket, does the $10 million restriction apply to those who already bought the Zim?
I wouldn't think it would, since you already bought it. You already have it in your hand. When I say the $10 million for sophisticated investors, things like that, that's what the bank is going to look at when they start selling huge amounts of currency in the future. If you already have it, there's nothing they can do, but you walk in the bank and exchange it. Okay.
Okay. Cirque 7 also says, if the bank does claim to exchange the Zim at the time of our exchange and later on finds out that was a mistake, will the government come after any interest gained on those funds if, say, it takes a year for the government to take the money back?
Man, that's a whole lot of if and. Okay. In there. But I'm not the government or the bank, but common sense would tell me, yes, they would reverse that whole transaction. But common sense also tells me it won't take them a year to realize they shouldn't have done what they've done. Because by that point, it's too late, and they would assume the responsibility. Normally, if it's going to be done, and what we have seen so far, they will call you within 24 hours and say, oops. Because after that, I wouldn't be concerned with it, because it's old business.
Okay. You know, Tony, we talked about that yesterday. We had a little call for those that were in the chat room, a little group call, a couple hundred folks. But anyway, that subject matter did come up, and so that was the conclusion I came to. Say, hey, guys, just, you know, if you exchange them, just wait 24 hours before you do anything with it, just in case there's a reclaim. But, yeah, 24 hours, we should know within that time frame. Definitely won't take a year.
No.
Okay. Next member is LKRKL. Last night, chat room said that both them and Dong were 50-50 chance to be in the first basket now. What happened with the Dong to make that change? Also, if the bank exchanged our Zim, then take back the money, do we get our currency returned? All right, that's a new twist to that Zim deal.
Okay, so far, everybody that's had a transaction that was reversed did not get their currency back.
That's a bummer.
But it's reality, especially ones where the Secret Service got involved. They had to give the money back, but they didn't get their currency back. Nobody that I know of got. Okay, so let me clear that up. Second thing is, guys, we have information coming from our committee member who's on these committees, and we have information coming from the bank. And I explain that on every call. The committee member is higher up, and this is what they submit, and this is what they're working on, and waiting for the final stages to come out or the final word to come out. The bank is going based on the information they've been given and trained on. And until somebody tells them something else is going, then they're going to go by that. So we have a Zim rate at the banks right now. We have bank regional vice presidents and more than one saying they're going to take the Zim and they're going to pay out on it. And the 100 trillion and 50 trillion like that. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. You know, we talked about what could cause a country not to go. Zimbabwe, we know, has a unique situation. Excuse me. There are other countries. So, let me see. I don't want to expose anybody from doing this. All right, so there's a couple different committees that are going on in this. So let's say we got six committees with six people on each committee. So I'm close. It was either six or seven. With six or seven people on each committee. And each one of them is working on a different portion of the what am I going to call it? The terrorist stuff?
What was that?
I said, what do I want to call it? The Paris Agreement? What was it? The what? I can't think of it now.
Bretton Woods?
Oh, yeah, okay. Bretton Woods, yeah. All right. Oh, excuse me, guys. Sorry. There were a whole lot of different things that was supposed to come out of there, that was supposed to come out of all this money. Money was supposed to be giving back to countries. It's supposed to be spread around the world, repatriated. Money was supposed to be used for bonds for different reasons. Money was supposed to be given to countries just to give out to their citizens. And I told you guys years ago, the goal was to give out $1 million to people, kind of like a lottery. you get a million, you get a million, you get a million. And I got to submit some names. I got to submit my own names of people who I would like to see get $1 million out of this, which was the I'm counting on Ray to remember all the other stuff. What everybody was waiting for, they were giving the money away. All right. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. Somebody will text me in a minute. But along with that, I know we haven't talked about it in so long, that's the thing, but it's still scheduled to go when the RV goes.
Right.
Along with that, they were repatriating money throughout the globe. And it was supposed to start when the GCR started. But because it's taking this long, they already started doing it. And slowly moving countries around, moving their currencies around, and adding to their reserves, quotas, and things like that. So our committee guy is saying, because we've been doing that, working on it, when we were done with the GCR, this is the project that the other guys are working on, or we're working on, and we're putting the pieces together for that. And prosperity packages. There you go. I knew somebody was going to send it to me.
Okay.
So, it says the longer it takes, the less likely some of those countries will go because they're already getting funded on the back end. And that's what's been occurring while we've been waiting for the GCR on the front end or the RV on the front end. So, hold on a minute. Sorry, I'm trying not to cough into the phone guy. So, he was saying, okay, if the ZIM doesn't go by the end of the year, it probably won't go at all, not with this. And that there's a 50-50 chance that the dong may not even go, depending on where we're at the end of the year. Now, 50-50 chance, to me, there's never been any question about the dong going because I know that's what China really wants. They wanted the dong to go like we wanted the dinar to go. So I don't see that changing unless man, it's coffee getting me right now. I don't see that changing unless we do something drastically to make it change, which means some kind of issue with China or something. But I don't. Since China has given out so much gold to so many countries to let them qualify for the GCR, I see it going. And I don't see it as an issue anyway, but that is what we were told from the committee person, and this is what was submitted. Okay, then. Here we go. Did you get that, or did it just come to me?
You.
I got to get really excited, guys. Hold on for a second. He does a better call when he's excited. So. Okay. All right. So I heard there was a bunch of discussion about this and on open mic, in the chat room, everything else. I don't think we have anything at all to worry about. It was just discussion. Just discussion. That's all. Okay? Plus, it really doesn't matter because we're at the door. We're at the door and just ready to walk in. And my personal feelings, which I know y'all really don't give up about, but personally, I don't think we're ever going to see the end of the year this time. I think we're going to pull up to the station and the ride's going to be over. All right, so let's not worry about it. Don't argue about it. Fuss about it. Don't fret about it. Let's just get ready to enjoy our new life. Okay, Ray? What's next?
All right. Jim and KC. You have counseled us to keep money exchanged from dinar separate from money exchanged from other currencies so there is no commingling of money because you have said the dinar might be taxed differently. Question. After the dinar has been exchanged into its own account, how long must it be kept separate from currencies exchanged into another account before it is no longer considered to be commingled? How long will the two of you consider waiting before consolidating accounts?
Guys, that's going to be a personal thing with you as far as what you do. I'm going to go into the bank, and then I'm going to go to the IRS, and I'm going to say yay or nay. Tell me yes or no. Is it taxable or is not? Because I got something else I need to do. I can't sit around waiting for you to decide, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days later if this was taxable or not. And everybody's gone out and spent all their money. So I think we should get something real soon after this happens, especially first part of the year. We'd have to get it when it's time to file taxes. If it happens today, tomorrow, or next week, we'd have to know when it's time for us to file our taxes. Was it taxable income or not? So I don't think we have to wait, you know, past. If you want to wait till January the 30th, I think that's more than enough time. And I don't think they can retroactively just go back and say, hey, guys, that's now taxable. We just changed the law. I think it's something that had to already be done. But that's my opinion. Call your tax attorney. Call your tax advisor. See what they say. Let them advise you on how long to keep it separate. All right?
Okay. Coach T says, do we know what protocols to follow when we have the numbers and want the contract rate?
Yeah, call the number and say, I want the contract rate. I need my appointment now. I want the contract rate. They're going to say, well, you're going to have to probably discuss that during your exchange. To make my exchange sooner rather than later so I can go in, see if I can get the contract rate because I know they're handing it out and want it to go quickly. And if for any reason I can't get the contract rate, I can reschedule my appointment when the rates are higher. That's what I would look at. That's how I would approach it.
High Tide says, do we have to exchange all of our Zim bonds at our first appointment, or can we redeem half and then go in at a later date and redeem the balance? Well, I'm not exchanging any
Zim
bonds
your money
to begin with.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm not exchanging any Zim bonds to begin with.
Okay. Well, I think it's your money. You can do what you want. Nobody can make you exchange something you don't want to exchange. It's yours. But the best thing to do is go into your appointment and ask. I don't know what bank procedures. I don't have all their procedures and what they're going to do, I know this is what they want to do, so I better take that back. I know they want you to bring all your money in there. They want you to exchange your money so they can be done with that part. They can assign you a private bank or a wealth manager, and life goes on. They don't want anybody coming in trying to set up two, three different exchanges. They're trying to get that part over with, and let's go on to the next part of business. I know that's their goal. No, their goal, your goal may be two different things. You're trying to get the most you can. And that's why they're willing right at that time to even negotiate at some point with you right now so we can get it over with. And let's go. Because believe me, just like I think I know where it's going to go, they have a dollar amount in their mind where they think it's going to go also. And as long as you're asking for less than what they're going to get, they're probably going to be negotiating. Okay?
All right, Sugar says, please tell me if currencies are repatriated, is it possible for them to increase in value at some time, sooner than later?
Do we know what repatriated means?
Well, I gave that out as a homework assignment for some people. So I don't know enough about it yet to try to make an assumption one way or the other. I'm thinking not, but that's the conclusion that I'm drawing from that for right now.
Okay, ask the question again.
It says, if currencies are repatriated, is it possible for them to increase in value at some time sooner than later? Oh, let me I take that back. I think it's possible to increase in value, but you're not going to be making millions off of it like you're thinking you're going to do with the RV.
Okay, good answer.
I'm of that mindset. So, we'll see what happens.
If they've already accomplished what they wanted to accomplish with them by doing that, and they removed them from the basket, then they would just go up naturally as that country increases and as the economies around the world change. So you could still get something out of it. Now, if they did them, you know, when they repatriated, we'll see it. And at the point from where you bought it at and where it is, then just what Ray just said, you're not going to make millions off of it, but you can still make something off of it. You just have to pay attention to what's going on in those areas. Okay?
All right. Nine Ball says, when you last gave rates, you did not mention the Real or the Zim. Is there a reason you didn't mention them? Yes, they weren't given to us. We were just giving new rates. So if I didn't give you a new rate on a currency, then the last rate that was given still prevails. And I thought when we did those rates Wednesday that I mentioned Zim. We talked about Zim at 22 to 27 cents that some bank was seeing on their screen.
Yep.
But anyway. All right, let's talk to some live individuals. First one on is a 360 area code.
Yes, I hope you both had a good Thanksgiving, yeah?
Yes, sir. Sure did. Thank you.
Absolutely. It was good and lots to be thankful for. And I kept thinking that a friend of mine had mentioned that it seemed to make more sense to be focusing on not so much on what we can't do yet, but what we can do, and be thinking about the benefits that we can bring to a whole lot of people. I think the one thing that I go back to frequently is, Tony, a long time ago you said, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and when it happens, it happens, and then you can make the change. And I've held to that, and it's provided me sanity when it seemed like this is crazy, nothing's making sense, why is all this stuff upside down? But the fact of the matter is, when it's done, it's over and it's done. And we can't control that, and like you said earlier, it's a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. So that really was my only thought, to kind of share that with everybody and focus maybe more on the blessings of the day and the family that we have and the memories and all of that. And then when this happens, then everybody's world just changes. So, anyway, have a good holiday season, gentlemen. I appreciate it, and looking forward to this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right.
610 area code, you are next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
G-Man. Hey, sir.
Hey.
Well, I'm going to keep it short, as you want to keep this call short. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for these calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is now available on that donation page. And if you are already familiar and already using the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically right there. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be ready for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, hold on for a second. Did I thank you for that card that you sent for me and my son?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. A couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Tony, thank you so much. And, again, hope that Drew is improving each day as everything continues to go for all of us.
Yep, he is. No, I just want to make sure I did say thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
You're very welcome.
All right, Ray.
Okay. 574, you are on.
Good morning, good afternoon, fellas.
Morning.
I didn't get number one today.
Okay. But you're still here, though. Right.
Yep. Hey, third place is good. A clarification on one thing real quick, that IQD rate, was that an in-country or was that what you what was showing on the banks from one source that you got? That's
$6. 120 to 1 is the market. Oh, $6. That's
yeah,
actually on the bank screen.
Okay. Did they say if that's $6 evening or is that $6 and some change?
It's six, whatever they told you guys. Okay.
Yeah, that's all they said, from the fours to the sixes with no exact numbers.
Okay. All right. And then regards to the bank, what level is the personnel at the banks from when you talk with your sources that said that they basically are excited, and I kind of forgot how you termed that they were talking about the news of the RV ready to go, but what level are the personnels now made aware that this is about to happen? What level does it go down to now?
It goes down to at least a branch manager.
Okay.
So
at this point right now,
it's not
it's about
at the teller window, but at least a branch manager has been notified of the window. Yeah.
Okay. And this is just in certain banks right now, not all the top tier banks being used right now. Those lower level managers may not know this at the time yet.
I don't know what's going on every bank across the country. I just know my sources, what's going on right there.
Okay.
So I can't tell you every branch manager is aware of what's going on because
okay,
I don't know that. And some branches aren't even participating in it, so I know they wouldn't be briefed. So, no. It's just
okay,
those who are involved. Okay.
Last quick question. How do both of you guys feel about us getting 800 numbers either today or tomorrow with info you've shared with us and info that you are not allowed to share with us at this time?
So you're trying to take over for the CIA now, right? Okay.
I like that.
Look, I don't know sure if she's here or not, but I'm sure he's going to try it. So. I don't know. I mean, nobody has contacted us, said, hey, get ready for the 800 number, nothing. But, I mean, if what they are saying is here, then, yeah, it's a great possibility for us to have them over the weekend.
Okay. The only reason I asked that one is because, Tony, you've always said, hey, ask me a certain way. You never know. You might get the answer you're looking for.
That's right. You never know. So.
Okay. Well, that's it for me, fellas. We'll keep it short. You guys enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully we'll be definitely hearing something, if not later on this evening, then sometime tomorrow.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
All right. 805 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I did.
Yes, sir.
Tony, have you heard anything from your CBI guys?
I've not heard from today. It's Friday. I'm not going to hear anything from today until later this evening.
Okay. I already had my question answered about the $10 million and about the dong, but I'm going to take just about 30 seconds here to tell you something that happened at Thanksgiving. Had 16 people there. My wife said something about you guys. It was at my sister's house. And my sister, like you, Ray, is taking care of a 86-year-old uncle of ours that got sick, and he's a caretaker. So my wife said, you know, pray for Ray and Tony. And we go around the table, the kids said things, and my sister said, hope Ray has the patience to take care of his father during this time. And so we get all the way in, and my 86-year uncle says, I don't know who this Ray guy is, but I sure to hope to heck that his father has the patience to deal with his caretaker. And the whole table just cracked up. And I didn't share that with you because it made our Thanksgiving, because the guy's really a great guy, but sometimes he's a pain in the ass, and he just hit it right on the nose for the whole day. So that's all I wanted to share with you. Thanks again, you guys. But I thought it was funny, Ray, and I thought I'd share that with you. So,
thanks for sharing.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 202 area code. You are on. 2 area code. You're on.
Yeah, hey, Ray?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay.
All 100,000 of us.
Hey, Tony, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right. I'm tripping. You can hear me, okay? Listen, I just wanted to know, Ray, what trust do you use? What kind of trust do you use?
No, I'm a believer in the complex trust.
Oh, complex? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, complex. Okay, because, yeah, I have a trust already. It's a... I forgot what kind of trust you call it. The one that a lot of people have, but it's okay for everything. But a complex trust means you can use it for everything, huh?
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, I'll get a complex trust too. Then I'll probably have a couple of different trusts. Well, I will probably have about 4 or 5 different trusts or more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's.
You know, you want to have different trusts, right? You want to have different trusts to go with different things, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm going to need one for each island that I'm running. So that's 3 islands. So trust for each island. So, yes.
I would like to get an island, though, too. I'd like to get an island, too. You know, some of these rappers bought some islands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't want no island that's where hurricanes don't come through it though.
Then you don't want no island. They're coming through all of them. So.
Well, hey, I just won't be there. I won't be there hurricane season then, you know. I can deal with earthquakes being here in Southern California. I can deal with earthquakes, but I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to deal with no hurricanes, typhoons, and none of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Inland,
okay, again, then you don't want no island because you're out in the middle of the water. What do you think you're going to deal with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you guys one more thing. What they're saying, are you saying the Zim might not go at the moment or where?
No,
that's one report we're getting.
That our committee members said it might not go if it doesn't happen by the end of the year. And,
right, I don't think. I think this was a hogwash. I don't think they know what they're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
I'm serious. Because you're looking at all the stuff that went down as long as we've been in there. Too many people have told too many lies down the way. You know that. Or they try to.
Well, you know what I do know, in all honesty, guys? Let me tell you this. This is what I do know. I do know George Bush had a plan, Obama had a plan, and I'm sure Trump you have a plan that they're working on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure amongst the three of them, our plan has changed over 100 times, over 100 different meetings, 100 different scenarios, 100 different agreements until it finally happens and we'll figure it out. But anything can happen.
Yeah,
the one thing we know for sure, 100%, is that nothing will happen until the Dinar RV. That part we do know.
Yeah, and old money hungry Trump, you know him being there, he ain't gonna let it slip away. I'll honestly say that.
It is going to happen. Yeah. And that's a good thing because now we get to move on with our lives.
Yeah, that's true. Been waiting long enough.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go.
Thank you, sir.
Guys go, man. And if it happens, when we set that up in Vegas, I'll see you guys there.
Okay.
All
Thanks
right.
A lot.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. Y'all have a nice one.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
All right.
Bye bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
Fantabulous.
I'm super fantastic.
To the
Instagram. Oh, that was slow. Come on now.
Okay, you want him to do it again? Okay.
And I know you're trying to tell me you ate too much yesterday, and I know Mr. Ray didn't because Mr. Ray was getting down, boy, when playing his music.
I know he was too. Oh, was he? y'all were having a party yesterday in open mic, huh?
Hey, and my husband is here with me today.
Great.
Hey, Tom.
Your husband?
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
I hope you realize you're the only husband in Texas, right? Because she's the only lady in Texas got a husband. So let me.
Yeah.
Or Atlanta,
that's
oh God.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't even know your name. I just know this is the woman with the husband that nobody else don't have. But anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know she's going to rush me off the phone, so I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Can you tell me, is Wells Fargo affiliated with HSBC?
I can tell you yes. That's what they say.
Okay, because I didn't know if it was either HSBC affiliated with Wells Fargo or Wells Fargo affiliated with HSBC. It really doesn't matter as long as they're together, right?
I was going to say, what's the difference?
Right.
Who's first and who's second? Go ahead.
The young man, the caller earlier, he had asked what was the lowest level, but I'm going to ask, are the banks on any kind of alert as of now, or are they going to be, or you don't know yet?
Oh, the banks are definitely on alert.
Can
That's
you
for sure.
tell?
What you want to know is, are the exchanges on alert? Are they limited to 25 miles, or are they on lockdown? That's what you want to ask.
Okay, well, answer that for me if you can.
I can say I don't know because I didn't talk to the exchanges this morning. I only talked to the banks. But it's a question I will be trying to address afterwards. But that should have been your question. That's letting us know where we're at for real.
You helped me out with it. All righty then. Hey, give me some high fives.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Well, aren't China supposed to be using the dome for the oil anyway, though?
No, China's using the dinar for the oil. They're using the dome to raise up their own reserves and change their rate so they could have a second reserve currency to use. They are buying the dinar from U.S. citizens to use to buy their oil. China is one of the only countries who don't have their own oil, and they're going to be buying more oil from Iraq than anybody. So why not get the deal of a lifetime with the dinar, right?
Right, right. Last question.
Humanitarian.
Yes. Can you tell me about the humanitarian, global humanitarian again? Is it that you got to have 10 million or they change it to the billion?
To participate in the IMF projects? Is that what you're asking about?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
All right. I don't know. I'm trying to think. We're going to try and put something out afterwards, after that, so everybody know where we're at. Okay? I'm going to try and go out there and get the information. After the IRB, everybody go do their exchange. And I'm going to say, this is what I'm looking at. This is what I've been made aware of. And it's probably what you guys are going to talk to your wealth managers about. Now, you can, on your own, anytime, I don't care how much you have, ask your wealth manager about the IMF global projects, $1 trillion that they're looking for investors for. They're either going to know something about it or not, or if you qualify or not. And at that, they should say, while you don't qualify for this or you don't have $100 million or $1 billion, because I'm sure IMF projects are going to be looking for the larger amounts, this is what we do have in the community that you can invest in, bonds, services, and things like that, which should not give you the returns that the IMF is going to give, of course not, but still give you enough returns to make some money with your money.
Okay. Okay. Because you did say, go enjoy your day. It is going to get better. So
I did say, that's what the banker said this morning. So, what does that tell you?
It tells me a whole lot.
Okay. Then let's see what happens.
It tells
me. You know what they're planning on, but let's see what happens. It tells you what?
I'm going to be looking at you and Ray in Vegas.
Okay, let's do it. I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day. Happy weekend.
You too.
Look to hear from you.
Hopefully I'm hearing from you tomorrow. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
All right now.
All right. Speak that thing.
Take care.
You too, Mr. Ray.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
770. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Ray, Tony. You all doing all right today?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
How you doing?
To the Instagram.
I'm great. I'm great, man. I've been with you guys 12, it seems like, but I just don't make myself visible. I like listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I have a couple of questions. Number one is about Sterling, because I'm really concerned about that, because they have quite a bit of reserves with them. Is there any information on them yet? Will that be?
You have nope.
It won't be
November 30th.
Oh.
Contact DOJ in Atlanta. They can update you. Yeah, Department
okay.
of Justice in Atlanta.
Okay, good. Now, the other question, Ray, I have for you, you talked about the trust. You have a complicated trust, right, that you believe in. Is that right?
No, the name of it is Complex Trust.
Complex, I mean, yes. And what is the difference, if you can tell me, between complex and a segregated trust?
I have no idea what a segregated trust is, so I can't tell you the difference between them.
Okay, well, that's a, what am I trying to say?
That you can look up a complex trust. It's on the internet.
Okay.
It's on the 1040. You can look that one up. Segregated trust. I have no idea what that is or how it's marketed.
I think what I'm trying to say is the irrevocable trust. That one.
Well, any trust can be irrevocable. So that doesn't make it a special trust because it's irrevocable. That's just a feature where the grantor can or cannot change his mind and take it back out. But he can make any type of a trust irrevocable.
Okay. And you'll be conducting some situations, some classes on that once everything goes through?
Classes, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I plan on being a part of that. But, you know, I'm a little slow, man. I'm 79 years old. I'm still trying to put one foot before the other.
All right. You'll
but
get
I hope
it.
You guys still, yeah. I hope I'm around. I hope to see you guys. I'm remarkably in pretty good shape. I can get up every morning. Yeah,
all
thank
right.
God that he allowed me to do that. But
yes,
I do
sir.
Hope to see you guys there and meet and greet all you guys and everybody that's a part of this thing. Because, you know, I just pray to God blessing upon everybody.
Yes, sir.
So,
great. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. And you guys have a great day.
Okay. You too.
All right. You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right. Take care.
All right, sir. Bye. 503.
Hi, Ray. This is Oregon again.
Hey, Oregon again.
Okay, so I got a couple of things that I just keep tripping up on, and I'd like clarification. At the bank, they said that they're going to give us 10% of exchange. And then they're going to put some money on a card. I really am totally confused about that. Could you or Tony kind of walk that through again so that I can get it clearer in my brain?
Okay. Well, we're told you're going to get anywhere between $7,000 to $15,000 cash to walk out the bank with.
Now, is that cash?
You're
going to
get...
on a Visa card or something like that?
No, it's cash like cash.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Cash. Okay. You're going to get a card. Now, I don't know what the limit on the card is going to be, but you're supposed to be, 10% of your money is supposed to be available to you on the first day. So,
and that includes
if it's...
Excuse me. Does that include the first $7,000 to $15,000?
Well, I would think so. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. That helps a lot. I just that just kept tripping me up. I thought that was too unbelievable that they would actually have this cash. But okay.
That's why they've been moving cash to banks. So they would have the cash on hand.
I know, and I've been paying attention to that, but it just still seems a little unbelievable. And so I just had to get that clarified. And, say, thanks a lot for having us call today, and I'm looking forward to future calls. So I'll leave you guys with a big thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
214 area code.
Oh, hello. How are you all?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Fantastic.
Good morning.
And yourself.
I'm being sarcastic, and I didn't know if you guys heard me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's see. Zimbabwe. I know it's not a subject that you guys probably want to talk about because you've talked about it a lot today. I guess I'm on the same way path as the committee now that I've read the budget. It seems as though the IMF and the RBC Bank are saying that it's not a good time for them to change the exchange rate reform. It would be catastrophic if they did so. So it seems like in the budget they're going to do that gradually. And that's making me feel now that it's not going to go. But these are articles that I'm reading. So is it fake articles? Is it true? Is it going to go? Is it not going to go? But I'm feeling that maybe it's not going to go, and they're going to wait till March or wait till December and go. And if they don't go, are they using this as a carrot for sanction, for Trump to, bring sanctions back? You know, I'm just wondering what type of political games is everybody playing, you know, because they did put out an article about the social media and us having or people having purchased the Zim all of a sudden on their website. These are just things that I'm thinking of, that I'm reading, you know, why all of a sudden, I mean, eBay and Amazon, I mean, for years, and currency holders have had this defunct money for decades, and now why all of a sudden it's become an issue that it's being sold on social media. Do you guys have any thought process on all of this?
Okay. So, I've seen the same articles, their concerns in social media, and with them saying, hey, we didn't promise anybody this, or we didn't say that. And our agreement is not with the country of Zimbabwe. It's with the Treasury of the United States if the deal comes together and everything is done. So, what's going on over there and who's buying them? Everybody usually puts out an article or something like that, either when it's about to happen or it's not, either way. But to just remove themselves from culpability and being involved in, which I can understand. But you're right. They could have did that 10 years ago, right? Well, they did it 5-6 years ago when we first started talking about it, but they didn't because there was an intention there to do a deal. They could be doing it right now because they're saying, hey, we may not make this agreement. Our committee guy might be right. And they just said, hey, we just not going to do it because we can't afford it. And now they're trying to remove themselves from the situation. I don't know why it's taking this long for them to come out and say something. Or, again, if it's really real. We don't know. We know the IMF had put them in. Hold on for a second. I know. Okay. We know the IMF had put them or include them in this 3-4 years ago. This is 2018. Yeah. 2014, when the RV was supposed to happen, Zimbabwe was being included. And that June, when they told them when it was supposed to go, it didn't go in January. So they gave them June to meet the qualifications if they wanted to be a part of it. In June, they had met a bunch of them. Then they extended them out to December. So they were definitely included in what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as he's told us, things have changed. There's a new administration. Just like this changed for us with every president, that has changed. They want to renegotiate, just like our country's trying to renegotiate with everybody else. They want to renegotiate, and things are, can they come to terms right now with not just what they can live with, but what their economy can sustain. So even this morning, yesterday, the government is putting out, telling their companies, corporate businesses, you have to pay your people this amount, $670 at least. You have to, or we're going to start taking action. Why are they doing that? Because they're trying to boost their economy.
Right.
They're saying you need to pay these people so they can be spending, so our economy can grow, so we can go do what we need to do. But they're trying to force things this morning that should have been done 6 months ago, should have been done with the last administration to get the economy moving the way they want to. So are they trying to do the right thing? Yes. Are they manning gold? Yes. Did they embellish the amount of gold they have? That's what we're being told. And it was caught before this went live, and now they're trying to justify it or do a recount of the amount of gold mining, everything that they have over their reserves. So it's a complex situation as always, and not something that me and you are going to resolve. All we can do is go for the ride.
Okay, so with the situation as it is, if you go to the bank, you personally, Tony, and rate is on the screen, knowing that you have to wait 24 hours to know if this deal is going to be good and you may not get your ZIM back and it can be taken from you, are you going to exchange your or redeem your Zimbabwe dollars? Or are you going to wait and see what everybody else does?
Okay.
First mouth, second mouth.
First of all, that's right. So I'll tell you, I'm not going to be the first one to the bank. I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not even the second one. Now, I may be that third mouse because I know how to listen, pay attention, to see what's going on, check the boards, get some real-life experiences, and then say, okay. Now, I'm not saying I'm waiting past 10 days. I'm
right.
just saying if the 800 numbers come out in the next 2 hours, I won't be there that third hour. I'm not going to be one of those people. Now, there will be a bunch of them, and that's okay, because that's all you want. You just want the contract rate. I mean, you don't have enough currency. I'm not telling everybody don't be that. Well, I did. I'll tell everybody don't be the first mouse, but they're going to go anyway. Like I said, my personal friend said, Tony, I don't care what you said. If they give me a dollar, I'm going. So they're going to go. I understand it. But no, I'm not going to go. And I'm going to know people who turn in Zimbabwe and 24 hours later, 48 hours later, their money's still in their account. And then I'm going to feel comfortable taking them all mine. Here, you can have it all.
Right. Okay.
And go.
So
but that doesn't mean things can't change day to day. I don't know, but I'm going to be willing to take that chance then. Okay.
And at a scale of 1 to 10, within the next 36 hours, how do you feel about the RV?
Based on the information I have today, I feel like a 10. But I'll see.
Okay. And if you get the – are you going to get the 800 numbers before the CBI or before the RV happens? Or is it all going to happen simultaneously and we could know before you get the 800 numbers?
You could. I don't know. I mean, you know, we were brought up on it. We were supposed to get the 800 numbers probably an hour before. I don't know that we will, but that was what was supposed to happen. I don't know if there's new leadership there or how they plan on doing it. I know they still plan on using the 800 numbers. I know there's five groups or gurus or whatever you call them that are supposed to get the 800 numbers and then pass them out to everybody. So what that sequence is going to look like, they can announce the RV, and somebody has to put it out there. So who would that be? Us, again. We put it out there, and they can start getting hundreds of thousands of phone calls at every bank, every location, and it can be total chaos. Or they can say, give them the 800 number so we don't have to go through that, and it can be organized, smooth, and the way they planned it. So, I mean, that's what I would do, the way it's been planned. But I don't know what they're going to do. Go ahead.
See that question because Republican Ray seems to have a delay on his tweets. I get them maybe hours later.
Well, it's not Republican Ray.
Yeah.
It's Twitter having to go through. I mean, I guess I don't know. We only got 170,000 people that it goes out to. You would think it would be instant to every one of them, but some people it takes some time to get it. I don't know. But that's a Twitter thing, so we're not going to blame that on Ray.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry, Ray. Ray Ren 98.
You might have to change your party affiliation, and then maybe the text message will come in quicker.
I get these late tweets, and, you know, things are over and done with by the time I get them. You know, I'm like, wow, okay. I have to become a Republican to get the right tweet.
Woo.
Wow. What's going on here?
I don't know. How did Ray get that name? Man.
I don't know. Okay. You guys called him Republican. You called him Republican, or some lady called him Republican Ray. I think it was you, Tony.
No, it wasn't me. It was some lady.
No.
You're right.
It was
some
lady. And I thought it was cute, so I kept it going.
Okay.
All righty.
So we're going to have the RV by tomorrow or tonight.
I hope so.
Nice.
But that's what you said. But okay.
Come on, Tony. I'm trying to get a good 100% yes from you. Because my mother...
You got an excellent yes at 36 hours and 10. I don't know how you can get any better than that.
Okay, 36 hours and 10, yes. 100%. 100%.
No, you asked me how did I feel about it. And I said, based on the information I'm getting right now, I feel like a 10 because it's coming from everywhere. Let me read
the
statement. If I didn't read it to you guys already, I'm going to read it to you right now. Do what?
I need Steelers and Saints tickets. So if anybody in the Dinar land can hook me up with Steelers and Saints tickets, if we can't get the RV, I'm good with that.
Okay. So it says the banks. They know the date but can't say. But they have been told, so they have a time frame. I will tell you right now, since we've been on this phone call to everybody, we've been given a time frame to look for this and be ready to go. Now, and I answered your question, which was good. How do I feel about the next 36 hours? And I told you 10. You cannot even get any better than that. And all I can say is, man, I hope to God they were right this time, and this thing is over.
Okay, 24.
Right?
I'm going now to 24 hours.
I know, but I'm not going to answer you because you already got your answer at 36 hours.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go on.
You should have started at 2 and 3 and then went up, but you went the other way. So, okay.
Okay, next caller, you know what question to ask, okay? 2 hours.
They probably know what question to ask, but they won't get a chance to.
Don't
All right.
Look,
thank you,
man.
You
guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You too.
Enjoy the rest of the holiday.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, sir. I'm going to wrap this one up.
Okay, guys. Hope everybody had a great, great Thanksgiving. Got to spend some time with your family and plan. Because as I told you, once this happens, life is going to be different for all of you. you how you look at them, them definitely how they look at you and what the expectations are and everything else. So I truly hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving together. Banks are really hyped up right now. They've been giving information earlier in the week. They've been giving information earlier this morning. They are excited about what they know and the time frame that they've been given. So I'm going to go with them. Okay, let's let this ride in so the next one can begin. I'm looking forward to a great rest of my day, as the banker said, and this weekend. So hopefully I'll talk to you over the weekend, which means the ride is over and the party can begin. But if not, I'll see you on Monday and we'll do what we do. All right, Ray?
All right, that's going to do it for us, folks. Enjoy this Friday. Continue to enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll be in touch. Keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
But I came back. hope that it's gonna get better. Put the same old parents. Go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't handle it.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then I believe.
Yeah.
Your money's gonna get better. Things are gonna work up for you good. Tell somebody.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is going away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
To start conference recording, the recording has started. To stop conference recording, press 1. Return. This session is no longer being recorded.
All right, looks like we only have one recorded version on today's call, and that's going to be on the Blog Talk Radio for those who are still listening. So the dial-in feature right now is not available, because that recording didn't kick in. Anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we're out of here.